Kuo, in light of the theme about the sun, about our sun that has developed this weekend, we would like to know what our relationship is with our sun, and how we as human beings on planet Earth may commune on a deeper level with our sun.
We are those known to you as the principle of Akuo. Greetings in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator in whose service we come to you this day. May we thank you with all our hearts for the privilege of being called to join your circle of seeking and to experience the beauty of your auras and your combined auras, which make this place a beautiful temple of light. It is a privilege and a pleasure to be with you and to be able to offer our humble service to you, the sharing of information which you may find useful. Please know that we are not authorities over you, but fellow seekers who walk the path to our source and our ending. Take therefore these words not as things that you must hear or things that you must follow, but rather use your discrimination and take from what we have to say only those things which resonate to you, and leave the rest behind without a second thought. In this way, we will feel free to offer our opinions without being concerned that we would interfere with your free will or skew and distort your process of seeking. You wish at this time to know more about your relationship with your sun body and how you can commune with that sun body. And we are most pleased to share our thoughts on this subject. The one known as William noted the pun between S-U-N, sun, and S-O-N, sun. And we say to you that you are sons and daughters of the sun, just as the sun itself is the son and daughter of the one great original thought, that logos, which is unconditional love. The logos is a distortion of the law of one. The only thing that is not distorted in our understanding is a mystery, and that mystery is the one infinite creator. Beyond all potentiation, beyond all understanding, all that there is resides forever in that one original creator, which is that from which all has sprung and to which all shall return. The first distortion of the one infinite creator is free will. And the play of free will across the mystery of the Creator created the desire for the Creator to know itself. And this desire was embodied, if you will, in the one great original thought, which is the second distortion of the Law of One. And that unconditional love, which is the very nature of the infinite creator, birthed the mechanism and the way of manifestation of all illusion. For you see, all except the mystery is some kind of illusion. So all of that which seems real is the illusion, and that which is the mystery is that which is real. You come therefore into the land of paradox and mystery, and then you know you are on the right track. This third distortion of the law of one is light. And light, in all of its gradations of circulation or rotation, has created all the orders of all the vibrations of all that there is, seen and unseen, from your point of view. This logos, manifesting through light, created out of itself the suns in their galaxies. And each sun is a sublogos, an undistorted portion of the one infinite creator. Yet each logos was given the ability to make the tailoring details of its subcreation of the one infinite Father. And therefore, your logos has created for you a certain kind of environment for growth of your spirit and for the collection of information to be offered again to the one infinite creator, that it may know more about itself. It is well to note that this is a scheme in which all of your feelings, be they seemingly positive or seemingly negative, are equally valuable and precious to the one infinite creator. Therefore, you are loved beyond all belief by an entity who could never judge you, but only support, encourage, and embrace you. The logos of your son, then, has further manifested in its creation the particles of the one. For each of you is a spark of the one creator. And each of you has in every cell of your body the undistorted mystery of the one. Your wisdom lies deep within you. You do not have to reach for it. It will come into your consciousness as you are ready and as you ask. It helps a great deal in this process if you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, again, as the one known as William has said, that you are in your integrity and can rest in your rightness to ask. All are worthy to ask and to be answered. Therefore, each of you is a piece of the one, sons and daughters and heirs of love, creatures of love. You came into this particular illusion having created for yourself, with the aid of your guidance system, your gifts, your challenges, and your relationships, that you and your guidance together have planned the direction of your mission, both in terms of the mission of your being and the mission of your doing. In terms of the mission of your doing, you have only to consult your gifts, or what this instrument would call your skill set. Each of you has a cluster of gifts in a particular area. It may seem to be very humble and practical and down to earth. It may be mystical. It may be aesthetic. It may be creative. It may be as simple as the creation of a family, the creation of anything that can be created in this universe is equally worthy if it be created with love. As this instrument was saying earlier to the one known as Janet, you are never to be identified with that which you do. Rather, you are love. And you happen to be expressing or manifesting in the outer world with a particular kind of service for which happily you receive pay and that you may pay your bills. Likewise, you cannot be contained by others' opinions, by the opinions of your culture, or by any other limitations, whatever. For you are love and light. You are all that there is. And you are the sun of your creation. Let us expand upon this for a moment. It may seem that you are quite a small part of a very large universe, and in the outer world, this is certainly so. You, as the one known as Don has often said, are sticking up from the surface of the planet like hair on a head, with your heads reaching towards the stars and your feet pointing towards the womb of the earth. You circle a very insignificant looking sun in terms of brightness and size at the outer part of a very small and undistinguished looking galaxy that is a part of billions and billions of other galaxies. In that scale of things, you are indeed small. Yet, in the inner or metaphysical sense, you are the sun of your inner universe. You have created that universe, and you can recreate it at any time. That which you judge remains judged. That which you love remains loved. In every thought, in every circumstance, you are the creator. That which you hold to be true is true. Therefore, it is well to remain at all times attentive to that which is deepest within you, to that which is truest within you. And as you sense into the I of you, remember to ask for help in coming even more fully into the presence of the mystery that lies within you. It is as if you are approaching across a vast courtyard, the gateway to your open heart. That courtyard is littered with all of your beliefs and judgments. It is thickly littered with your senses of self, your unworthiness, your dislike of your shadow side, your desire not to know your shadow side. And so the journey into full communion with your own open heart, with that sun that lies within, consists at first of going about this courtyard, taking up the shadow side, the unworthiness, the thoughts and beliefs which limit your viewpoint. They may seem to be like wild animals when first you take them up. For indeed, you have powers within you that are very strong and seem ultimately negative. When they are not developed by the light within you, they may act out as murder, war, jealousy, hatred, anger, guilt, resentment, in all the brothers and sisters of these energies. Yet, when you take these wild animals, these fearsome energies, into your arms and love them, that gets their attention. And when you have their attention, then you may speak to them tenderly and affectionately, for you must ask for their help. You must ask them to come into your heart and allow themselves to be redeemed by your sense of their worth and by your honor and respect for these dark energies within you. And when they kneel before you, you take the sword of truth and you dub them your white knights of determination, grit, and patience, so that you may endure all, bear all, persist through all with love. As you gaze about yourself finally and see the clean courtyard, you know that you are ready to meet the lions at the gate of your open heart, for there are lions there, my friends, who will not allow you into that sacred space, that holy of holies, that sanctum sanctorum, until you are whole. It is not that you become perfect and then enter the open heart. You enter the open heart in all your dirt, just as you are. And yet, the secret is to know that you are worthy just as you are. And give honor to yourself, even within this illusion in which you seem to be quite unworthy in some ways. This surety and confidence is your strength and your salvation. And the lions then sense your readiness for the light within your own open heart and the love that lies waiting to embrace you. The lions bow, the door opens, and you are finally home. What a joy it is to be home in your own open heart, at the center of your creation, where the lion and the lamb lie down together, where peace flows like a fountain, and where all upon you look is blessed. And being blessed blesses you back, so that love is reflected in love, so that all whom you see are love, so that all that you do is love. As you open to this upwelling of love that is infinite and infinitely available, the ever self-sustaining resource of the one infinite creator, you become that which is I am that I am. And your small ego has melted away before that impersonal, self that is at the heart of the personal self. It may seem to you that there are impediments to becoming the I am that I am of what this instrument would call cosmic consciousness or Christ consciousness. And as long as you feel that there are impediments, so there are. Therefore, as you experience the feeling of being impeded, it is well to rest in that awareness and to collect yourself, to bear witness to this awareness and to sit with it as if it were an honored guest. What is it that impedes you this day? What thought has caused you to stop feeling like you are the one infinite creator in much shadowed form? Sit with this question until it begins to answer itself within you in whatever way it will. Experience to the fullest the energy of that blocked self. Was it impatience? Was it irritation? Was it the feeling of unworthiness? Was it the hesitation that comes from being confused? Whatever that momentary blockage is, first, experience it and intensify it. And then allow it to call forth its dynamic opposite. If your stoppage was due to impatience, allow the feeling of patience to come over you, for it will. If you focus upon this dynamic, once you have begun to experience that patience, then encourage it to intensify itself within you and to become all of your attention's span. And in that wise, you may know true patience, undistorted patience. Then allow the two dynamics to come together into everyday life, into the center of yourself, so that you have balanced this distortion within yourself. It is well indeed if you can practice this on a daily basis. For within a day, you may even lose the memory of your thoughts. And each of your thoughts is a creation, metaphysically speaking. This is difficult to understand in everyday life, because in the outer world, things, objects, are what is seen to be real. And thoughts are the lightning bugs and butterflies and moths and all of those little beings that fly about. They are beautiful and they are worthy of their own kind, and yet should you take them seriously? And we say to you, yes, my friends, for in the metaphysical world, thoughts are things. And what you think is what you create. The one known as Gary gave this instrument a story recently from Indian lore. It was a story of two wolves. And one wolf was everything that was good, positive, and beautiful. The other wolf was all that was dark, aggressive, violent, and evil. The young man went to his father and said, Father, what should I do with these wolves? How shall I treat them? And the father said, feed the one whom you wish to grow and let the other one pass away. Which wolf shall you feed in your thoughts? One great secret to spiritual seeking is to remember which wolf to feed. Sense that there are within this group many questions, and so we would ask leave first, if we may ask if there is a follow-up question to this main question, and if not, then we will begin asking for other questions at this time. Firstly, is there at this time a follow-up to our main discussion? We are those of Akul.
Yes, I have a question about the sun cult that has been in earlier times. Do we have any connection to this and to each other through that period?
And we are those of cool and are aware of your question, my sister. We may say, without infringement upon free will, that there are those among you who do indeed have that connection within the history of your planet, Earth. However, in general, we would say that your connection to the sun is from your nature, as those who come from another sun and who have chosen to wander to this planet together. For each in this room is a portion of a group of wanderers of sixth density who chose in a time very early in the third density cycle of planet Earth to enter into incarnation upon planet Earth. For after the first 25,000 year minor cycle of your planetary third density, the confederation of planets in the service of the one infinite creator became concerned for the harvest was very small. And so, in excitement of heart, with great passion and absolute purity of intent, you dedicated yourselves to the travail of earth. Brothers and sisters of sorrow, you responded to the sorrow of earth, to its cry for light and love. And so you came bravely, daringly, risking all, risking forgetting who you are, in the hope that you could become those who aided in the lightening of the consciousness of planet Earth. My friends, you have been about that business for a very long time. And mayhap you have become weary with the labor of Earth. But we say to you to take heart and to know that you have made a difference in a positive sense, and that you shall, as you are activated by such meetings as these, wind up your certainty and your courage, that you may go forth ever more firmly seated in the saddle of your great steed of faith, in your armor of light, with your ribbons dancing in the wind from the lance of your truth. You may joust with some unlikely people, mounted on some shabby, shabby horses, as you go through the lists of this tournament of service to others. There may be many, many times when the chinks in your armor of light are intensified by the natural resistance of what this instrument calls the loyal opposition. And you may experience difficulties and dark nights. Yet, my friends, it's not each dawn a new day. It is indeed. As you awaken upon the new day, know that it is a new universe, a new world, and a completely new beginning. Nothing is ever old to those who are awake to love. Everything is new now. Each of you is wondering, as we listened, as you talked around the circle, and heard you say, what is next? What shall I do now? And my friends, the operant word is now. It is not next. It is now. What you shall do now is that which is upon your heart. And if, as far as you know, there is nothing upon your heart except love, then let it be. You are now ready for that which comes next in your illusion. Nor are you responsible in any way for that which comes to you as catalyst. It is not that you draw a good catalyst or poor catalyst or difficult catalyst by some measurement of deserving or merit. Certainly, that which you are thinking and doing creates the nexus from which more things come to you. As you think, so you draw things to you. Yet, in that moment in which catalyst occurs to you, You are not responsible for that which comes in. The area of your responsibility is to that which is evoked or elicited by the catalyst. And therefore, you as creators are responsible for your responses to catalyst. What shall be your responses this day? To the thoughts you think, to the people you meet, and to the situations which you address. That is your area of creativity. It is a good thing to focus upon the fact that you are all creative. How can a creator not be creative? Therefore, create your creation consciously. And do not be dismayed that the outer world does not seem to reflect your creation. In the world of spirit, in the time-space universe in which you are citizens of eternity, even while within the world of space-time and incarnation, that which you create is powerful. And as you understand that you can link up with those who are of like mind, even at great distances, you can together continue to create light. This instrument was speaking earlier in this weekend of being instruments, receivers, and emitters of vibration. And so you are in the unseen realms. And we encourage you to think of yourselves as lighthouses. It is said in your holy works, do not hide your light under a bushel, but place it on a lampstand where all may see it. Do you feel merely like a candle of light in the midst of all the darkness of the outer world? Then, my friends, know that a candle can be seen a mile away. Just one candle can be a beacon of light to those afar off. Those to whom you are a source of light know only that they like to be near you. Yet as they absorb the radiation of your love, they themselves are activated to be beacons themselves. And so you pass it on and infect others who in turn infect others until the world is at last aflame, united, harmonious, and complete. Shall this happen before the harvest is completely white? We do not know. For it is up to you to be as purely a flame of love as you know how to be. However, look not to the outer things for knowledge of your success. Rather, look to your intentions, your dreams, and your ideals, and create them ever firmer, ever truer, ever sturdier. These are the measures of your ability to create changes in the consciousness of your planetary sphere. Therefore, the most important work you can ever do is done within yourself. For as you heal and strengthen and arm yourself with love and light. So you change your entire world. We thank the one known as Anna for this query and would ask if there is another question at this time. We are those of Akul.
Yes. This is Janet. I would like to ask about buffeted feelings a little more and getting through those. I mean, when you're sitting in it, you're still in the negative, and they can be very overwhelming. Sometimes you can just get exhausted by them. And to let them go more fully is an issue. How, I know you say to hold them in your heart and then to intensify them and then to think the opposite, but sometimes it is hard to think the opposite when you don't have that in your head. This subconsciously, say, listening to positive tapes, something worthwhile. I know it's not so much a matter of doing this as it is of beingness and feeling comfortable in your own skin, but I feel like still there's a piece missing, something not hitting me right. Maybe you can see something that I'm not seeing.
Yeah, those of Kuo and my sister, we see many things that you do not see. However, we cannot see what you see. So it all balances out. We would offer to you the concept of the trouble bubble. Troubles arise, and they form a bubble, an energy field. And then the bubble is popped, and it is no more. And yet, you are here to create the trouble bubbles and to wait for them to pop. You cannot pop them precisely. What you do if you are skillful is to become patient. For there are some trouble bubbles with a very thick skin and some with a very thin skin. And who can say in what moment epiphany may create the pin to pop that bubble? Therefore, you do not think the dynamic opposite of that which you have intensified within you when you realize that you are in the middle of a trouble bubble or a distortion which you consider part of your shadow side. As it was said so beautifully by the one known as Neo in the movie The Matrix, when he held the spoon in his hand, the one known as Morpheus said, "You can't bend the spoon, that's impossible. All you can do is know that there is no spoon. Know that there is no trouble bubble, but that you have been given this illusion of a trouble bubble within this system of illusions for a reason. It is a worthy reason, even if it makes you vastly uncomfortable. It is part of your seeking process. And therefore, you call upon that great friend of the spiritual seeker, patience. For it may take a great deal of your time for that dynamic to clear, especially when the dynamic has not been created by blocking the energy by constriction, but rather by overactivation. It takes longer for that kind of energy blockage to relax and be unconstricted than when there is a fear or a lack that is holding you back. For there are many unwise passions that also can constrict the energy and that needs to come through your energy body in order for you to fully enjoy being a child of the one infinite creator and co-heir through hope of all that there is. Therefore, we encourage you to cultivate the habit of deep patience. Allow peace and confidence to rest upon that process of response or dynamic response, shall we say. If it does not happen in the time that you have one day, revisit it and ask again. And retain this concern until you are fully satisfied that you have penetrated the meniscus that lies between the first dynamic and the opposite. It may take a while to penetrate in a satisfactory and full manner certain distortions of mind. But my sister, you have literally all the time in the world. So remove from your mind any urgency or any desire to see yourself improve. For that is indeed judging yourself. You are already perfect. Rest in that perfection, knowing that there is little hope of your seeing yourself able to manifest the perfection within, yet also knowing that you are on the road to that perfect self. And therefore, through faith in things unseen, you are as good as there, metaphysically speaking. This cleanses and clears your energy field so that you are not caught up in the process of spiritual evolution, but rather are at rest in the saddle as you and your lance of truth ride along the dusty road. This instrument calls that road the King's Highway, for within her distortion of worship, that King's Highway is the way towards her icon of unconditional love. Indeed, you are all sons and daughters of the King, and you are going home to meet your Father once again. And we with you are on that road and ride with you, glad of your company. We thank the one known as Janet for this question and would ask if there is a final query at this time.
I have another one. I also do as well. Regarding UV rays of the sun and infrared rays, I understand that some energies from the sun, say gamma rays and x-rays, are harmful. And I understand that UV in some cases is said to be harmful and sometimes not. And I feel that there isn't enough information out there with UV and maybe the benefits of it. Is it worthy to accumulate UV into the body? Is there a spiritual aspect to that, physical, emotional, mental, on whatever level there is? And can you change the DNA in your genes with this UV or even infrared?
We are those of cool and are aware of your query, my sister. There are parts of your query which we cannot answer due to the fact that this is part of your active spiritual process at this time. And it would be a gross infringement of your free will for us to do your learning for you. We leave you the joy of your exploration in this wise. However, we may respond to your concerns about the need for balancing the self as it receives what you may consider toxic levels of certain vibration. We would encourage you to investigate the work of the one known as Rudolf, and especially in his exercises to balance in a dynamic way the body complex. This instrument knows this anthroposophical type of exercise as the Olorono exercise. And it is a series of simple movements that anyone can do who can walk. This instrument, being a fragile body, can still do these exercises, and so can most upon your planet. They are a simple series of exercises in which you are creating for yourself more of a 360-degree vision and more of a complete balance of body, and therefore of body, mind, and spirit. And in the process of doing these exercises daily, you shall find that whatever is in excess within your body complex is released, and whatever is deficient in your body complex is restored. This entity, the one known as Rudolf, was very clear in many ways about this particular concern, although you will find that you must gaze at that which he said with an eye to the heart of what he was manifesting in his writing, as opposed to the literal meaning of words. We leave you the joy of this exploration. You spoke about DNA, and in terms of spiritual principles, we say to you that the DNA for third density is as it is, and yet you may change your DNA, as some of you are quite sure and aware at this time, by the way you think and by the way you manifest your thoughts, so that you bring forth into third density higher densities of awareness. Those of you who wish to live into fourth density positive upon this planet, which shall soon completely be descended, not only interpenetrating third density, but taking over third density completely, may live as though you were in fourth density now. It is as simple and as nearly impossible as that. But you can penetrate that mystery of love. You can change your DNA so that you create 4 and then 8 and then 12 and then up to 24 spirals of DNA. And eventually, as you do create the differences in every cell of your body, you shall more and more walk the universe freely.
I have one last question. It's about 2012. would it be an infringement on our free will to here now say something of what the actual process of the this warp or this change will be?
We are those of Ukuo and are aware of your query, my sister. However, at this time, both the energy and your time grows, in the one case, weary, and in the other case, short. And so we would at this time apologize for not being able to move further upon this point. However, my sister, there have been many, many questions to our particular awareness group in the last few years concerning this very subject. And that gives us the happy opportunity to offer to you those things which we have said in the past. Further, we are certain that if you are to write down on paper or by email this very question, this instrument will be able to address it at a future time, for this instrument's group regularly seeks to contact us in circles such as this one. And at a future time in your way of reckoning, we may finally address your query. We apologize for our rudeness at this time, but it is better to rest the channel and for you to go about your daily business than to answer one more query at this time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you very much.
We are those of Guo, and we thank you, my brothers and sisters. We leave this instrument and this group in the love and in the light, the peace and the power of the one infinite creator. We are those of Guo. Adonai. Adonai. As we let the light that we have collected in this sacred space move back to the one infinite creator from whence it came, we place in that light our hopes, our dreams, and our prayers for healing. The image goes up. Let the reins fall down. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one.